This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour here on Bitcoin's 13th birthday. We're celebrating it by just kind of, you know, randomly bouncing around from cryptocurrency topic to cryptocurrency topic. We just happened to encounter tonight that Melania Trump, apparently in the month of December, a couple weeks ago, she launched her own quote-unquote NFT. And I say quote-unquote because it appears as if...
I was hoping January was going to... I was hoping 2022 was going to be less stupid than 2021.
2020, 2. Haven't you heard of that one yet?
No.
It's going to be like 2020 again. So you can join us here.
I don't know. 2021 wasn't that bad. It had its moments. It got really stupid again toward the end of the year.
We there just was got also the moment FBI where they, rated, yeah.
Yeah, the, where they pointed guns and threatened to kill you. And
that's true.
You
know, that did happen.
In the morning. That was 2021.
It feels like that just happened in its own time and space, and I forget it when I think of 2021 sometimes.
It does feel weird. Like, my entire life just suddenly got divided into two sections, before the raid and after the raid.
Yeah, me too. And
that's,
it sucks.
Anytime something, like, traumatic happens to somebody, that's what happens. When I was in a car accident, I started feeling so annoying anytime I said the accident, and I just felt like I said that so often. It's just because it defined... Before the accident and after the accident was just definitive, and that's the same way as the raid.
So we've been talking about the Melania NFT as we try to learn about this thing. So the number I'd seen before on just an image on somebody's social media has been confirmed now. Apparently the way that this thing was sold was through her website, melaniatrump.com. And if you go there, then it shows you a view on Solana link, and you can then pull up the actual Solana Blockchain Explorer. So for listeners that don't know, like with Bitcoin, most cryptocurrencies are publicly viewable, meaning that the Bitcoin blockchain is essentially it's basically a public ledger.
Yes.
And it's decentralized, it's distributed. So that's another aspect. We were talking about decentralization, why Bitcoin's different from government monies. Being decentralized is important, and also distributed, meaning that the blockchain, which is, like, last I heard, like 300 gigabytes or something. I'll have to check and see where it is these days, but it's hundreds of gigabytes in size.
Sure.
Very, very large file. And so every Bitcoin node out there, and there's, last I saw, 10,000 plus nodes, has a copy of the entire Bitcoin blockchain, which that blockchain is every transaction that has ever occurred on the Bitcoin network going all the way back to January 3rd of 2009. So 13 years worth of transactions. So other blockchains are like this too. Many of them were copied from Bitcoin. The code was copied from Bitcoin. They launched their own thing. I don't know how Solana started. I don't know a lot about Solana. It is
probably like most of these projects do, in their mom's basement.
Possibly. I mean, it is a top 10 crypto. So I mean, it is definitely something to be, you know, contended with. Some people say that it is a centralized project, maybe run by some sort of corporation. I don't know all the details. If you do, feel free. So I can't say I know a whole lot about looking at a Solana blockchain and what exactly I'm seeing here, but I definitely see next to current supply on the Melania token address, 2,807. So there's definitely 2,807 of these things available.
Does that mean they haven't sold any?
That's the other thing I tried to figure out. Was how many of these things in the last, because it was a limited sale, only 2 weeks. It ended on December 31st.
Why 2,807?
I don't know. But it ended on December 31st, so it was 2 weeks prior to that. And looking here at the history on the blockchain, it shows a number of transactions, right? And if you go down, you know, you can see the full history. There's only 33 transactions on this account. So now I don't know if all 33 of those transactions are the one Solana purchases that, because I mean
2,840 is at least a round number,
mm-hmm.
or an even number.
So it looks like no more than 30 something people bought the Solana or the Melania NFT.
That's a lower proportion of idiots out there than I would have anticipated.
Yeah.
However, this does have interesting ramifications for, like, campaign financing and things like that. Like, if Trump does run again and he wants to sell an NFT,
the actual way, mm-hmm. like one unique NFT and you auction it.
I mean, he's not raising funds for the campaign in that case. He's the campaign is selling an NFT. They're selling a product. It would be interesting to see how that affects campaign financing or how that is affected by campaign financing laws.
Trump issued a statement on December 17th about this, stated by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Congratulations to my wife, Melania. The launch of Melania's new NFT business epitomizes our American spirit of ingenuity, creativity, and entrepreneurship.
I'm exploiting gullible, stupid people.
And doing it really late.
Yeah.
People are still jumping on this bandwagon. He goes on, he says, by leveraging blockchain technology, MelaniaTrump.com will provide Melania's fans, connoisseurs of the arts, and the public at large the ability to collect rare and limited edition pieces while benefiting children in the foster care community. So this apparently was a charitable fundraiser, according to Melania. She's got some sort of kids charity that supposedly the revenue is going to go towards.
That's odd, considering she wore a shirt that said, I don't really care, do you, to visit the kids in cages on the border.
Oh, wow.
In 2020. She wore a jacket that the back of it said, I don't really care, do you?
That's insane.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, it's just a jacket. But that's so weird. That's a weird time to wear that.
She chooses her jackets very carefully, I imagine. So, anyway, there's your Melania Trump NFT, which was not really an NFT because there's 2,800 of them, unless you're going to say that it's still unique because you only got one out of 2,800.
Well, it's limited edition,
yeah,
but not unique.
Yeah, that's true. So there's that. We were talking about some of the things that set Bitcoin apart. We talked about decentralization, the fact that the blockchain, the ledger, this public ledger, is distributed over thousands of locations. That's a security aspect of Bitcoin.
It's also one of its downfalls because it is all public. And this is one of the things that Monero came later and fixed.
That's true.
Like, if anyone has your Bitcoin public address, they can type it into any of these blockchain explorers and find out exactly where you sent Bitcoin to, where you received Bitcoin from, and what your Bitcoin balance is.
Correct.
The only thing they can't do is send Bitcoin out of your wallet without your private key. And I think there's a few other little technical things they can't do. But if they have your public wallet, they can pretty much trace back in exactly where your Bitcoin's originated.
They can, although, you know, you can still use Bitcoin in a, as you described, pseudonymous manner. You can create a new Bitcoin wallet, and no one knows that you have it.
Yep.
And so if you were to send some of the Bitcoin from your known wallet to an unknown wallet, then no one knows who owns that other wallet. They just know where it is. They can see it sitting there, but they don't know whose it is. So that, you know, it's still kind of, it's not truly anonymous, but it's not totally, even though it's public, it's not totally known. It's not like the knowledge about who owns which wallet addresses is not clear. But as you mentioned, Monero, of course, was the first notable privacy coin that solves the problems that you're talking about. It's still distributed. There are still thousands of copies of the Monero blockchain out there. There still is a blockchain. It's just we don't really know how many Monero there are.
Why not?
Because we have no idea. Like, there's just no real way to be sure how many minutes. Like, with Bitcoin, we know how many Bitcoin are being released into the blockchain every roughly 10 minutes when a new block is found. It's, I believe, at the 6.25 right now. It's the number of Bitcoin that comes out fresh, right? Brand new Bitcoin into the system. And we know the cap at which Bitcoin will stop being emitted, which is 21 million Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And they just crossed 19 million not too long ago. So we're at like 90% basically of the total number of Bitcoin that's out there. First of all, Monero has no upper limit. So that's one of the differences, another key difference besides the fact that it's private.
And that is a downside, but as you pointed out, it can't really have an upper limit anyway. Or, I mean, I guess technically it may be able to, but we would never be able to prove that upper limit hasn't been exceeded because we have no idea how much Monero is in each Monero wallet.
Correct. So, and I guess you don't really know the emission rate of Monero. I'm not sure how all that works exactly. But again, it's fairly complex technology, and I'm not the first person to ask about it. But I like it.
Not either.
I like the fact that it's really flummoxing the government gang out there. They really hate Monero. Boy, if they hate Bitcoin, they have like a 10x hate on Monero because they can't trace it.
All the more reason to use it.
The IRS is begging people to somehow crack Monero, and they're still waiting for that ticker. We're coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah!
6061. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Plus, we're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to raise money, or rather, you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need and use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And in the last decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really need some help. These are people that are in serious poverty in places like Kilifi and Bomet counties in Kenya. And that's where we're raising money for right now. You can go to give.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will match your donations up to a total of $30,000. Research shows that giving cash to people in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows those individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you want to help some people out, you can help them by giving directly over at give.freetalklive.com. And they do accept cryptocurrency.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Also worth noting is that the original campaign for this ended on December 31st.
Oh, okay.
But we extended it until January 31st.
Great.
So that we could do additional promotion of it on social media and stuff like that, which I think it only got promoted once on social media, and that was when I did it toward the end of last month.
Okay. So cool.
Hopefully we'll get some more focus on that from the person who was supposed to have done that.
It's never too late to give. I mean, you can always go to give directly, and you know, poverty doesn't end.
That's true.
Just because our promotion does. So we're talking about Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin's 13th birthday, and there are a lot of people that are, I guess, laughing and jeering cryptocurrency over this Crypto.com commercial.
Yeah, I only saw the headlines, and it was all about how people are mocking Matt Damon for his appearance in this, calling it cringy and stuff like that. I haven't seen it.
Well, you're going to hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to hear it now, and I'm going to play the audio, and we'll describe what's going on in this minute-long spot. Apparently, it aired during some NFL games. According to some of the comments, it's been shown in front of movie theaters or, like, movie during the previews and such.
You know, I just flew a lot over the weekend, and there's still the LED display in Atlanta that occasionally promotes some Bitcoin project or a place to get Bitcoin right there in one of the largest airports in the U.S. So Bitcoin's getting pretty popular.
It's getting out there for sure. And the fact that Crypto.com is doing so well as to be able to do huge sponsorships, by the way. These, you know, buying an NFL game is not cheap.
No, and they're in, like, postseason now, like the Super Bowl's got to be weeks away, right?
Yeah. So, and in fact, Crypto.com has some Super Bowl ads they're going to be doing.
Wow!
So that gives you some idea. They've actually been sponsoring entire sports teams, like stadiums. Like they've got some stadium out in Los Angeles or something like that, somewhere out on the West Coast. So they're doing very, very well as a company, obviously. And so here's what Matt Damon, who they hired to do this, and I believe that's because Matt Damon also is into crypto. Right, like, why would he appear in a commercial for Crypto.com?
Because they paid him.
Yeah, I don't think Meg Thee Stallion is into crypto, and she did this crypto thing.
But they may be into crypto, right? I'm
not
saying Matt isn't, but
yeah, I believe I've read that he is, but I don't have that in front of me at the moment. So here's the actual video.
History is filled with almosts, with those who almost adventured, who almost achieved, but ultimately, for them it proved to be too much. Then
he's walking around like an empty hall, and the first sort of these computerized images start to fill the hallway with these world first sorts of things that you're going to hear more of in a moment. But the first one is like a Spanish ship.
It reminds me of one of the earlier seasons of American Dad, where Roger the Alien said something to the effect of, you know, history is filled with sore losers who couldn't win, but who could spoil the winner's victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he listed off people like whoever that notorious traitor doing the Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
People like that. And it just sounds sort of similar. Like, history's full of people who could have been great, but weren't.
There are others. The ones who embrace the moment and commit.
And he's walking by like a man putting a pickaxe into the side of a mountain. He's climbing up a, you know, like a snowy mountain.
These moments of truth, these men and women, these mere mortals.
He's walked by a picture or imagery or video of somebody flying a plane, like an early.
Did
like
they
the
use
Wright brothers.
Guy in this video?
No, they didn't.
People calling this cringy because it sounds like one of those, Instagram, you can do it. You can work out 10 times today. You can just push yourself and achieve greatness to work out 10 times today type of Instagram man things. Is that what's cringy about this? Because that's what I'm getting so far.
Well, let me continue here, and we'll talk about what people are saying, and then you can tell us what you think.
Just like you and me.
For some reason, they're showing, like, alongside of these, like, amazing achievements, climbing up a snowy mountain, flying one of the first airplanes, like, kind of the Wright brothers kind of imagery. Then there's just people in a club, and I'm not sure what that's supposed to be about. But
as they peer over the edge, they calm their minds and steel their nerves.
And this one is what's
really... No, they don't. Those people who do these things, dude, they are completely nervous as they do them. They're not all... Zen master is calm. I'm about to risk my life in this first flight ever for a human being. The Wright brothers were terrified when they did that. They just overcame
they
that
were.
Fear.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying. They steel their nerves and, overcome whatever they need to overcome. But what the imagery is on the screen at this point is now five astronauts walking on whatever the space bridge is to get over to, presumably a space shuttle.
Space bridge.
On the astronaut's little neck area, it actually says Satoshi.
Really?
On the astronauts, yeah.
Four simple words that have been whispered by the intrepid since the time of the Romans. Fortune favors the brave.
And then Crypto.com's logo comes up over what appears to be an image of Mars or something like that in the background. And, download their app.
Is this bold?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be bold, but whatever. I mean, what's the difference, ultimately, between those two terms? So,
wait, what?
I think it's fortune favors the bold.
Oh.
But regardless, I mean, pretty similar either way. So your thoughts just on your initial hearing of this, and then we can get into what people are saying about it.
Sounded all right to me.
I think Matt Damon just looks like a typical middle-aged Louisiana dad, and I don't like him.
Well, that's what they're trying to sell this stuff to, right?
People with money?
Well, the typical average American who's watching football on a Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
he's probably a dad drinking a Bud Light or a Budweiser or something.
And they like Matt Damon.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's the perfect guy to sell this to them instead of... I mean, if they wanted to sell it to, younger people, they'd get... Who did you say? Megan Thee Stallion.
A Bitcoin ad was weird.
Isn't he from Boston?
Matt Damon?
He just gives me Louisiana dad vibes. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's fine. And the big complaint is they're saying that someone buying Bitcoin is like being an astronaut. That's basically what the complaints are. But we'll share a couple of them for you coming up here. You can share your thoughts at 603-283-6160. And you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry, in those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. The Department of Health and Human Services saying 103,000 people in the United States are hospitalized with COVID-19. USA Radio News. The president's top health advisor is speaking out about children hospitalization rates due to COVID.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Bitcoin's 13th birthday. And you know what that means? That means that Bitcoin has barely been around for a decade.
As a teenager now.
Yeah, and as far as the history of money is concerned, 13 years is not a long time. It is still
how many zeros has the Venezuelan knocked off from their dollar?
In the last 13 years?
Yeah. I'm suddenly very curious. I think it's probably
at least 12. 11 that I can think of, and I guess we'll
probably more.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, just any 13-year period, what is the most devaluation of a currency that we've seen? Because, as I understand it, Bitcoin is down, but it's not down like any government currency is.
Oh, yeah. Bitcoin's only down if you compare it to its all-time high, which it reached briefly, a month or so ago, a month and a half, something like that. Let's see here. When did the Bolivar Fuerte come out? That was March of 2007. So it in the last 13 years, the...
So going up to 2020-ish, I guess.
The Venezuelan Bolivar in the last 13 years has cut 11 zeros off of its currency.
Yeah, so in the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin's doing pretty good. I mean, we are comparing it to one of the worst currencies out there, but still compare it to the USD, which is down substantially, where in the last 13 years, Bitcoin is up, you know... Even if we don't start it when it was worth nothing, if we start it just when it was $1 per
Bitcoin.
That's
what I was going to say. Let's go back and see when was Bitcoin worth $1. Because I remember on that day, you know, I think we talked about it on Free Talk Live. Like, this is a pretty big day. The fact that this thing that was worth nothing when it originally came out, it was just a computer program.
To give you an idea of how useless and worthless the USD is, even Dogecoin, the joke meme coin, almost reached $1.
Oh, wow. The chart over at CoinMarketCap.com only goes back as far as CoinMarketCap existed, so it doesn't show. The earliest one at CoinMarketCap.
CoinGecko.
I think they've been around even less time, so I'd have to just go.
I think CoinMarketCap is the longest running one.
Somebody's got it somewhere. I'm sure there's a chart of all-time Bitcoin price history somewhere. I just don't have it pulled up at the moment. But suffice it to say, it was before 2013 when it was a dollar or less, because at 2013 it was like $100. So let's just say it was somewhere around 2011, 2012 when it was $1.
That's probably about right.
Let's call it a decade ago that it reached a dollar.
And now it's $45,000, $46,000, $47,000 per. So quite a change. I think at the end of 2020, we went over the best investments of the decade.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin was the best investment.
Hands down, by far.
Yeah. There was no contest. I think number two was like Tesla or something, and it didn't even come close.
When I said that one time on the internet, one of my friends said, that can't be possible. What about, the United States buying Alaska?
That didn't happen in the last decade.
10 years,
well,
yeah.
Sorry, not in the last 10 years. I said of all time.
How much money has the U.S. government really made off of Alaska?
I've tried to find any information. It didn't seem to be, like, very cut and dry to find out, so I could argue with him. I was just like, whatever, man.
Yeah, well, buying Alaska is not something anyone can do.
That's also a fair point. I was about to get at, who did Alaska belong to? This one was like, I'm just going to sell this whole place.
Yeah.
That seems a bit fishy considering that, you know, Alaskan natives lived there and stuff like that.
I think
like
it was Russia, but yeah, governments deciding they own the biggest state in the United States. It's pretty crazy.
So Matt Damon and Crypto.com, they've released an advertisement. Apparently that commercial actually came out 2 months ago, but now it's stirring up some controversy because Crypto.com bought some ad spots on some NFL games and is planning to purchase more.
My only real objection was that the audio wasn't very clear what he was even trying to sell. I don't think he ever actually mentioned Bitcoin or Crypto.com or anything.
I mean, it was over?
Yes, it's a minute-long ad.
So he never said the word Bitcoin the whole time? No. He just had an astronaut with the word Satoshi on its neck?
Well, I'm sure it popped up crypto.com at the end or something like that. But
that's it.
For people who are just listening to the game at work or something like that, some sort of audio cue about what he's talking about would have been nice.
Yeah. I didn't know that was the whole thing. I thought that was just the beginning or something.
I guess they just presume most people watch the television when they're watching the game.
You might jump into the kitchen to make some snacks, and you still kind of you can hear it.
No, I don't disagree with you. It would have been a smart move to have some announcer say crypto.com.
That just makes me think even more that Matt Damon doesn't actually do crypto because he was just like, oh, okay, I'll say those words. You know.
Well, even if he does crypto, that doesn't mean he gets to write the script.
I don't know.
Anyway, whether or not Matt Damon is into cryptocurrency, it doesn't matter. The people are just. They're just trashing on this advertisement.
Oh, because they're hipsters. They don't like it now that it's popular. They want to trash the guy who's helping make it more popular.
Yeah, well, and that's the other point I wanted to make here is that we're 13 years into this, and it's still early. So the old first they ignore you, then they then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. They're still laughing and fighting, right? Like crypto is still young. It hasn't, you know, completely destroyed all the world's currencies or anything like that. So I don't know if you could say it has won, quote unquote. It has not gotten, you know.
No, but the trajectory is pretty clear that it's going to win.
It's a nice looking trajectory for sure. I mean, it is in the top 15 or top 10 of all U.S. corporations, like the biggest corporations, publicly held corporations. It rivals Tesla. You know,
Bitcoin hasn't even reached 5% adoption.
That's the point, yeah. Hardly anyone has this stuff. So,
and just by the market demands of, I don't know what the actual percentage of the population is, but I know it hasn't reached 5% of the worldwide population. It's probably significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
But just that market demand from that few number of people has pushed the value of Bitcoin to $40-something thousand dollars per.
Yeah,
and nearly
$1 trillion in market cap.
I hope that Trump saying slightly positive things about cryptocurrency will push the QAnon older people into getting into cryptocurrency because I I know that my parents aren't, like, into QAnon, but they're Trumpy. They think that Bitcoin is a scam partially because of Trump.
Said so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's just one quote from the YouTube video. I've never heard my brother laugh so hard at a trailer at a movie theater before this. We thought this was going to be like SpaceX or some big new NASA thing or something.
But Bitcoin's bigger than SpaceX and NASA, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one says, bro, I saw this in the Spider-Man previews, and once crypto showed up at the end, me and my friend started laughing so hard in the theater that everyone was looking at us, LOL.
Well,
that
see, would,
go ahead.
I think that what sucks about the way that people find things cool or not is just based off of basically what everybody else likes nowadays. And there's this campaign, basically. It's not like it's one person, but I just know that it's all coming from the same place because I always see it on Instagram. There's this idea being pushed, obviously pushed, that is crypto is just a thing for nerdy guys, and it's basically a pyramid scheme. I got so annoyed one day because this girl that I went to high school with posted this thing. She views all of my stories, and I post about crypto all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted this meme that was like, crypto is like the Avon for young nerdy men. And I wasn't literally mad. I was just like, that's so stupid. Like,
I don't even disagree with the statement, right?
Well, no, because MLMs are just, like, stupid. They're actually not, you know.
But the more people we get into Bitcoin, I mean, the better off we are, right, by definition.
But, I mean, it's still getting value for the person. Even the person who bought last is still getting something that's not a dollar. So I don't think it's the same as, like, just being the last person to buy a bulb and having no one to sell it to.
Yeah, it's not this. And I want to get into this because this whole thing leads into a story that I've had for a couple of days now, which is, the story is Bitcoin is worse than a Ponzi scheme. So we'll actually get into the claims that it is a Ponzi scheme. In fact, one of the critics of this advertisement, cited by Indy100.com, says there isn't enough yuck in the world to describe Matt Damon advertising a Ponzi scheme.
That's what I was going to weigh in on, is that no one who has cryptocurrency is going to laugh when they're watching the Spider-Man trailers,
right,
and cryptocurrency is promoted. They're going to be tremendously satisfied to see that. These are a bunch of haters who are like, oh, I'm too cool for cryptocurrency.
Right.
Those nerds play their D&D and they have their World of Warcraft money. Okay, enjoy obsolescence.
These idiots are going to be working for one of those nerds someday.
Yep.
We basically overheard a conversation like this at a restaurant once.
We'll continue. 603-283-6160 if you want to talk about that. Bonnie, we can do that coming up on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Is the laughing part really part of that quote?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And they are laughing away at Crypto.com, a, I presume, multi-billion dollar company, because they just bought the sponsorship rights for what is was called the Staples Center, and I believe it is located in Los Angeles, somewhere on the West Coast, like one of these big sports stadiums, is now known as the Crypto.com Center.
Good for them.
And so they've got a lot of money to throw around because they've been doing something right, and they've been offering cryptocurrency services, and they're not a sponsor. I would love for them to be a sponsor of this show. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to use their, you know, their services these days. But
I'm not either, but I'm allowed to contact prospective companies for marketing purposes.
Sure. And I have used their services, so I can say as a customer of Crypto.com, which I joined their debit card program a couple of years ago now. It was probably at least 2 years ago that I got their crypto fuel debit card. It's been a great little tool that that you can, you know, send your cryptocurrency over to and turn it into dollars and put it on a debit card and then go and buy stuff with it. It actually makes crypto a little bit more useful than it was before. It's got built into it like an exchange feature where you know, if you've got Bitcoin and you want Bitcoin Cash, you can just tell it, you know, to make that swap within the app. And so as far
very
as a,
cool.
Yeah, as far as a custodial solution goes, it's a fine one, because obviously you can't have a non-custodial debit card, right? Like, there has to be somebody somewhere has to have the funds in their possession in order for you to actually have a debit card. So of course it has to be custodial, meaning that a company has control of your funds in that case. But you know, that said, it's been pretty cool, and they've got a token that they pay out their crypto back, you know, sort of like some credit cards give you a cash back, quote unquote. You might get like 1% cash back. Crypto.com pays up to like 8% crypto back per transaction.
So how are they making money? I presume they buy and sell cryptocurrency at Crypto.com?
They must be doing that.
And they're giving you their token, which is probably worth less than the Bitcoin you're spending, right?
They're giving you 8%, up to 8%, depending on if you do staking. So you have to stake their token in order to get the higher percentages. You can get their card for no staking, from what I understand. It's just like, you know, sign up and get approved and get the card. And I think then you get maybe 1% or 2% back. And then the more Crypto.com coins or tokens that you stake with them, the higher their percentage back is. So you sort of, you're betting on Crypto.com by doing that.
Well, they're purchasing stadiums, so they're a safe bet.
Well, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I mean, we don't know. I'm not going to go out and say that, but tomorrow they could, you know, there could be some scandal and their token could go down into the basement. But as of right now, if you go to coinmarketcap.com, the Crypto.com token...
Well, I don't know anything about their token. I meant them as a company.
...is number 16 on the entire, out of the 16,000 different cryptocurrencies out there.
Is that what
16.
It's called, just... Crypto.com token?
Crypto.com coin, C-R-O. And it's been in the top 10. I've seen it break into like number 10 or number 9 before. So right now they're worth 56 cents a piece. And earlier this year, a few months, like within the last couple months, they were up at like 90-something cents.
Awesome.
So, you know, down from their peak. But so, you know, kudos to them. They've got big money to throw around. They're buying big advertising. And they,
you said they did buy Super Bowl advertising?
I believe in this article it says that they have some Super Bowl ads coming out that we haven't seen.
That's
them
impressive.
Yet. Yeah, but...
those are not cheap.
No, those are the most expensive television advertising you can buy. I mean, it doesn't get more expensive than the Super Bowl. So at some point, probably within the next month or so, whenever the Super Bowl happens, what's it normally in February, I think, we'll probably see those ads too. And maybe they'll be in the same vein of the idea that they're promoting in this ad with Matt Damon is you're taking a risk.
Yeah.
You have to be bold in order to take a risk. And, of course, there's a ton of people who laughed at these people they're referencing, right?
Yeah, people whose wives are going to leave them for one of these Bitcoin nerds.
That's true.
I think that there is, I can see both sides a little bit, because at the end of the day, if you're accomplishing working out every day, you are accomplishing a great thing for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but there are people who go overboard with the inspirational quotes type things. Like, there's a culture that does that, that gets laughed at. It's not that they're wrong, it's just their attitude is funny.
But if it's getting them to work out every day, then
exactly,
at the end of the
right.
day, they're going to be in good shape, and the people who are laughing at them are probably fat losers.
Yeah, I
and
mean,
we're not talking
right.
about working out. We're
I
talking
know,
about Bitcoin, which is changing the world. It has changed the world.
I just think that people who don't see the full picture see it that way. Like, people who don't see the full picture of somebody else working out see it. You know, there's more than just getting muscles to working out. You know, you're getting other things. It's the same thing with crypto. You don't just have crypto. There's so many other aspects that the people who don't have the vision don't see.
That's just it. These people have no vision. They don't see the benefits to this. They think it's either a scam or something stupid or whatever. They've not taken any time to look into it. They've seen somebody writing on the internet that it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Or
and now they're smarter.
Or somebody lost some money somewhere, and so they think they know everything, and they're just laughing at something they really don't understand. And that's the point of this advertisement, is to point out...
And these are adults, and that's sad, because I always hoped when I was in high school that mentality that, ooh, smart people are...
Mm-hmm.
We hate smart people. Right. It's not cool to be smart. You know, you would think
still that
attitude's going to die out in high school. But no, it persisted onto the internet, where you have people saying, oh, I'm not reading that novel you wrote, and it's like four sentences or something like that, because they're just so dumbed down, or they so want to be cool that any signs of intellect is an insult to them.
They think
it's the same thing here.
They think trashing on the number one investment in the last decade is cool.
It's just because they don't know that. They haven't even looked that far into it.
Yeah,
they've
that's how
literally
ignorant
just seen
they are.
Memes. I'm telling you how much memes influence people's entire worldview. People will just see a meme and be like, oh, that's going around so much. It's been like 20,000 times. It must be true. It must be how I should
think. Memes, though.
I mean, it was
it's always been cooler to be stupid than it was to be a Bitcoin billionaire.
But there aren't just good memes. There are also horrible memes out there. Like, the people I'm talking about are literally, like, high school moms who became nurses, and now they think that crypto is fake because they see this Twitter thought posting about how crypto is fake. There's not just good memes out there. There's horrible memes that people have based their lives on.
The point of this advertisement is to point out that people who have taken those risks in the past... are the ones who've been laughed at, right? Like, how many people laughed at the Wright brothers? Like, they thought, you think you can fly? And how many times were those people completely laughed away from wherever it is that they tried to make their pitch to? And, you know, the same thing's true of so many people who've been a success in life. They failed a lot of times until they got to that point. In the case of Bitcoin, it's not a failure. Like, we're attempting to take off phase at this point. You know, you can understand why somebody would jeer at something that was completely unproven, right? Like, if Satoshi Nakamoto comes in and knocks on somebody's door in 2010 when Bitcoin is worth next to nothing, you can at least forgive someone for saying, oh, that'll never amount to anything, right? Because that, at that point, it hadn't amounted to anything, and it's just another program that some geek on the internet wrote. So you could forgive someone for that. But when Bitcoin is near to $1 trillion in global value right now, to continue just acting as though it's some sort of a we're just flirting with this idea that it's just going to disappear or go to zero tomorrow. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm telling you, though, we're arguing with the lowest common denominator, because those people don't even know anything about the coin market cap or anything. Right, $1 trillion.
That's fine. We need stupid people to be the last ones on board with cryptocurrency. I mean, that's just a fact of life.
But I will say, imagine with me for a second, if this was Samuel L. Jackson and not Matt Damon, people wouldn't laugh at it. Matt Damon just sucks and is cringy and the embodiment of all the cringiness that I've been trying to describe when I say overzealous workout Instagram page.
I didn't get that vibe from it at all.
I don't think
Samuel L. Jackson would have sold it any better.
I think he would have, because he's cool. I'm just trying to say,
well,
somebody
Samuel
who
L. Jackson
cool.
is repping a bank. That's last funny. I checked. I think he's, like, repping Capital One or something.
Well,
like
whoever
that.
You think is the coolest actor.
I'd like to see Morgan Freeman do it, man. That would have been awesome narration by Morgan Freeman.
He does the commercial audio. You can hire him for that. The number here is 603-283-6160. So, you know, they're jeering at Bitcoin, even though we're 13 years in, even though it's the number one investment in the last decade plus, and it is taking the financial world by storm. Governments across the planet have no idea what to do about it. They're going to try to regulate it, and they are going to fail. But yet, the trash talking continues. Story from Finbold.com. We'll get into it coming up in the third hour. Bitcoin, they say, is worse than a Ponzi scheme. We've heard that it's a Ponzi scheme before, but worse? We'll get into it. You can share your thoughts with us on
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.